Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Candace Smitherman, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a Grammy Award winner who is recovering from open heart surgery. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvelle.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
On Wednesday, Grammy Award winner Amy Grant underwent open heart surgery to fix a condition called partial anomalous pulmonary venous return, also known as PAVR, which she has had since birth. PAVR is a condition where the pulmonary veins rerun the blood to the right atrium instead of the left. Basically, it sends oxygenated blood back to the lungs instead of to the rest of the body. Grant's representative posted a message on her Facebook page saying, "Thank you so much for prayers today. Amy is out of surgery, and the doctor said it could have not gone better. We would ask for continued prayers over the days, weeks, and months to come as she makes a full recovery." It's good to know that her heart in motion is working like it's supposed to. So let's keep praying for her to be singing again very soon. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.